From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, February 24th, 2014. Here are some of the stories that made the news from February 21st to February 24th. Joe Gentile reported in the Register-Star the Columbia County Board of Supervisors is considering the addition of text messaging to the county's 911 capabilities. Columbia County 911 Director Robert Lopez said the proposal would provide residents an opportunity to reach out for help by texting if they're in a position where they can't reach out by talking. The added functionality would cost the county nearly $70,000 over 5 years. The Public Safety Committee voted unanimously in favor of the measure. The matter next goes to the Finance Committee before moving on for a vote by the full board. Public News Service is reporting trucks on New York roadways would face stricter fuel efficiency standards under a new directive aimed at decreasing greenhouse gas emissions. Mark Shear has the story.
Big trucks making their way across New York will be held to tighter fuel standards in the coming years. President Obama has directed federal agencies to develop higher fuel efficiency standards for medium and heavy-duty vehicles by March of 2016. Peter Shattuck of Environment Northeast praises the environmental rationale for these standards.
The less energy you use, the fewer carbon emissions are generated, the more savings are produced for businesses, but also less money flowing out of the region for fossil fuels.
The standards will affect all vehicles weighing more than 8,500 pounds, from large pickup trucks to 18-wheelers. According to the White House, the new rules would build on standards passed in 2011 that already are projected to save vehicle owners and operators $50 billion in fuel costs in the lifetime of models built from 2014 to 2018. Just a few years ago, it was estimated that heavy-duty vehicles made up only 4% of the transportation sector and yet accounted for about one-fourth of the road fuel use and greenhouse gas emissions from this sector. And Shattuck predicts the new standards will have an impact on air quality in New York and New England.
The southern New England states, which are more densely populated and have the links to the Mid-Atlantic region in New York, do see some of the heaviest traffic, particularly the I-95 corridor.
ENE just released a report calling for reforms in four areas that the group says will produce a cleaner, lower-cost energy system in the region, including making broader use of electric vehicles. For Public News Service, I'm Mark Shearer.
Melanie Lekovic reported in the Daily Mail, Michael Veter of Earlton has been appointed by the Coxsackie Town Council to fill the seat vacated by Rick Haynes in November, following his election as town supervisor. Veter's appointment was approved by a unanimous vote. Veter and his family own the Veter Town Farm. He is a graduate of Coxsackie Athens High School and earned a degree in mechanical engineering technology from Alfred State College. Veter founded Cool Temp Heating and Cooling and for the past 7 years taught the heating, ventilation, and air conditioning program at Questar 3 BOCES. The members of the town council voiced bipartisan support for Veter's appointment. New York State Assembly member D.D. Barrett is requesting state funding for universal pre-K include coverage for pre-kindergarten special education programs. According to a statement released by her office Friday, February 21st, Barrett recently sent a letter to Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver asking for both UPK and pre-K special education funding to be included in the 2014-15 budget. Barrett noted, in New York, opportunities for preschool children with special needs and disabilities are limited under the state's current preschool special education structure and must be brought into line with federal standards, which require that special education services in school-based settings to be provided to children ages 3 through 21. Taking a look at the weather forecast, today there is a 20% chance of precipitation with a high near 30. Monday night, there's a chance of snow showers after 10 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 12. Tuesday, there's a chance of snow showers mainly before 10 a.m. It'll be partly sunny with a high near 26, wind chill values as low as 0. Tuesday night, a slight chance of snow showers after 8 p.m., increasing clouds and a low around 13. Wednesday, there's a chance of snow showers mainly after 8 a.m. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 24. And Wednesday night, there's a chance of snow showers before 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 5. Thursday, there's a chance of snow showers after 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 26, and Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 5. Sunrise today was at 6:37 a.m. and sunset today at 5:40 p.m. with the length of the day being 11 hours and 2 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, February 24th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.